Well, look at it. Look at the history from the point of view of economics.
You remember in the Great Depression, when one day everybody was living it up. There was the great boom of the 1920s. And then suddenly the great bust of the 1930s. What happened?
There was not one day in prosperity, one day in poverty. But there had been no alteration whatsoever in our material resources, in our energy resources, in our intelligence resources. From a strictly physical point of view, we were as rich in the boom days as in the bust days. What broke down was the mechanics of distribution. Because there was a slump, not in wealth, but in money. As if to say, well, you can't work here today on this building project because there are not enough inches to go around. And we don't understand, you see, that money has the same order of reality and only the order of reality, of inches, of grams. It is a method of measuring real wealth to avoid the inconvenience of barter. So that if you, instead of having to take 10 baskets of eggs down to the market in order to buy a hunk of lamb, you could take the measure, the official measure of 10 baskets of eggs, which you had sold by some other process in going to market, and you could take that down to market and receive for this measure token the lamb you wanted or whatever else, the clothes. But then when human beings created machinery and therefore eliminated the services for which many people were paid so that they could barter their services instead of their eggs. Their services were displaced by machinery. And of course, that's the object of making machines. The whole point of making machines is to get rid of work. What are the reasons? So therefore, but because people are mixed up about this. When they got rid of work by creating machinery and automation, they said to the people put out of work, why, you're unemployed. And therefore, you can't have any money. You're not earning a living. Oh, it's okay. There was no one to buy the product. Here the machines turning out canned goods, everything galore. No one to buy it because they don't have any money. So the government steps in and says to the farmer, we'll pay you not to produce anything this year. We'll support you. We don't need these products. Or they hand out regretfully to all the unemployed a little dole, which they make them ashamed of, because you have to line up in a queue, some wretched bureaucrat who asks you all sorts of questions and says, why haven't you found a job yet? Why did you quit your last job? Etc., etc., etc. And meanwhile, the manufacturer can't sell his stuff. So what does he have to do? See, in order to... Well, the basic principle is, when you get rid of the mythology of the symbol, a community has to pay itself for the work the machines do in its place. See? In other words, it has to issue itself credit for what machines produce. Otherwise, nobody can circulate the product. But it doesn't do this, because that's to go into debt. And people only go into debt when they're in desperation. So, therefore, in order to go into debt, in order to have enough money to circulate to buy these products,
you have to create an emergency, because people will only go into debt in an emergency. So therefore, have a war. That's an emergency. It's absolutely necessary to invent wars and to have an external enemy. You invent this, then everybody says, oh, it's all right to the government, increase the national debt a little, we'll pay more taxes, etc. But you have more debt than we pay taxes. And so they up the issue of money, credit, so that there is enough purchasing power in the hands of the populace to keep the machines working. And you see, this is the most moronic stupidity that could possibly be imagined. Because it's all based on the confusion of money with reality. On the confusion of yards with cloth. The confusion of pounds with apples. And you see, this is the fix into which the human race has gotten itself through reflection. Through creating all the symbols. As a result, therefore, we live in a material sense a completely phony existence.